We're celebrating a very important month in October. It's Black History Month, and it's the time to remember the history, but also showcase some of the best up-and-coming talent out there, which is why today we're catching up with podcaster Joy Addo, who's all about breaking down stereotypes and having an honest conversation on her podcast, Joy's World. It's great to have you back on again, Joy.
Thank you. It's good to be back, actually. It's good to catch up.
It's been a while, and as I've mentioned this already, it's Black History Month in October, but it seems a bit odd to only discuss this once a year, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a bit odd, but I think that Black history should be just taught throughout the year, and it should be taught in our schools and not just, you know, not just kind of spoken about one month in the year, but I guess we've got to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And you present quite an interesting point of view because you're not just a Black woman, you're also a single mother, you're visually impaired, and you also don't really fit the usual standard size that society imposes on us, especially fashion.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
And it's a lot of views and all of that, it comes through on your channel, but is it hard to talk about some of these topics, especially when it comes to race on the podcast?
No, because it's my podcast and it's my platform, it's not difficult to speak about race because I can speak about what I want. And I think that's the good thing about having a podcast, is just being able to have the freedom to speak about what I want. You know, if I was working for a big organization, then maybe it would be more difficult. But as it stands now, I'm free to speak about what I want, when I want, how I want.
How do you find visibility of Black voices when it comes to podcasting or even radio for that matter?
I think there is definitely visibility, I would say, in the podcast world, but maybe that's because of the podcast that I choose to listen to. So I listen to a lot of Black podcasters. In terms of radio, I would say it would be definitely better to have more Black voices on mainstream radio. I mean, obviously there are a few, but I feel like there should be more. And also, even past the presenting stage, so we need Black executives at the top making decisions as well. We're not just talent. We can be, you know, in HR and things like that. So I think that's really important.
You have a little girl. I imagine part of your podcast is trying to not only just inspire, but also maybe lead in a change for the future, because we do want to see change.
100%. We need change. I mean, we've seen protests, obviously, this summer after the murder of George Floyd in America, and we've seen the Black Lives Matter movement kind of get more of a voice in recent months. That needs to obviously continue. And I, you know, it's hard having a child and realizing the systemic racism that's built in. You know, it's actually crazy. And just seeing things on the TV and seeing things, how you're child thinks about things and what they learn at school and things like that, having to teach your child to, let's say, love her hair and appreciate her hair, her afro, and enjoy it, is something that white people don't have to think about, you know, because it's accepted. Whereas our hair is kind of like, depending on what style you have it in, it can be deemed as you know, not tidy, not clean. And I feel like things like that need to change. And being a mum is made me realize that kind of thing, you know, like the school uniforms and policies and things like that kind of, you know, it affects us a lot.
This is something you have actually heard before, which is that you don't sound Black enough, whatever that means.
Yeah, and that is something that is so annoying. As a Black person, I don't know what that means, to not sound Black. I really don't. And I find it quite rude, actually, when people say, you don't sound Black, as if to say, like, what's a Black scent? I didn't know there was a Black accent, you know, because obviously I was born and raised in London, and this is how I speak. I think people expect black people to speak with slang or whatever, or have an accent as if they've just come from another country, and that's not the case. So, yeah, I think it's just very small-minded.
I think it's because people expect you to fit a particular box, and if you don't, then they have no idea how to treat you or how to speak to you.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why I just am all about, you know, breaking down barriers and just not fitting into a particular box. I think people need to understand that black people are all different, and we think different, we speak different, we are different from each other. It's not one size fits all.
And do you think people wrongly assume that race is not an issue in the UK and maybe go to you and say, oh no, that's America or that's other countries, it's not our problem, there's nothing like that happening over here?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, people that think like that are obviously living under a rock, and actually they must be very privileged to think that they're, if people think in the UK that there's not an issue with race, then they're obviously not experiencing it, and they're obviously very close-minded. You know, you don't have to look very far to see that there is an issue with race. There's issues, you know, built into the system that we're living in, so obviously there's going to be issues with race. I think people need to open their eyes, and I think in 2020 also there's no excuse to not understand that. I feel like as a black person, I am actually tired of explaining to people why things are racist, or how what they may have said can be seen as racist or ignorant. You know, I find it like really annoying to have to constantly be a teacher, you know. And I think that's another thing that people kind of don't understand, is that, okay, I understand if you want to learn about things, use Google. You know, it's not every black person that wants to talk to you about race. It's not our duty. You should educate yourself.
And it's not nice to be asked about this constantly, but what would you say is the most frustrating example of this that you could give us at the moment?
I would say a few years ago, I was on holiday with a friend, and she was, you know, a bit drunk, and she said something along the line, I can't remember, I think I said something, and she said something about, oh, always playing the race card. And I was like, a race card, first of all, is actually a thing, and if people were not racist, we wouldn't need to play it, so it doesn't make sense. Do you know what I mean? I feel like, again, it's very small-minded. I think you're very sheltered if you believe that, you know, people are just playing the race card, because racist things are happening every day.
So obviously, to change the world, we need to listen to more voices like your own. Where can we find your podcast?
So you can find my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on SoundCloud. It's just Joy's World. And you can find me on Instagram at Joy's World the Podcast. You can email me, joyspodcast@hotmail.com. But yeah, definitely give it a listen. I speak about a range of things, including race. Yeah.
Joy Addo from Joy's World Podcast. As always, it's amazing to chat, and I really appreciate your time on this. And I hope we can have you back on RNIB Connect Radio again.
Awesome, definitely.